Okay, we'll chop first that shtickle Megillas Luz, then maybe we'll do a little piece in Hilchos Shavuos. The end of Perek Aleph in Megillas Luz is very complicated to understand what happened between Rus and Naomi. Meaning, it's not my complication, it's found in the Rishonim. Big vikuach and many contradictions. The Rambam already says many places, b'miyuchad in Hilchos Melachim, that al yala al adas, person shouldn't even think for a moment that the tzaddikim of that generation would marry goyim, right? Because avada, when you read the Poshut Psukim, it sounds like Machlon and Chilion married goyim. No shemayavius. That's the mashmois. So the Rambam writes that avada the tzaddikim, he talks about Shlomo Melech and David. Avada no hava mina that anybody would marry the tzaddikim married a goy. And when it says nachrios, it means with geiris. That makes it much easier to understand, because however we understand Machlon v'Chilion, they were clearly big people. They weren't small people. They were Gracie Eden. So whatever chet they did, they did. But we know in our own life, person marries a shiksa, that's the bottom, that's the diyut atachtoin. Even a non-religious, totally secular Jew, if their child marries a goy, they feel they failed. I have by me a neighbor. They called me to the house, mamish crying, an older couple, nebuch. Mamish, I couldn't console them. They're mamish crying hysterically. How they failed. That one of their children marrying a shiksa. One of their sons was marrying a shiksa. Mamish, they lived right across the street from me. And I told them that I'm not surprised. I said, I don't know what you want. You brought up your children totally secular. That means you brought up your children, no Shabbos, no Kashrus, no nothing. Zero. Goyim. Brought them up, Hilchos Goyim. Right? So now what? Now the child goes to college. He meets a very fine lady, Oriental, Italian, I don't care who. Everything is gewaldig, abalos midis, edel, fine, generous, alamailus. Mamish. Why should he marry him? It's racism. It's mamish racism. I think if your child would say no to a woman because she's a shiksa, that'd be racism. Does he believe in anything in the Torah? Is he trying to run a home with any Judaism in it? No. So what? Why not? I said, you, the two of you, you grew up in a home where there was still a remnant, a connection to real Judaism. Your grandparents. What should your child, what should they think? And it's true. It's not true. It wouldn't make sense. If I was a secular Jew, it doesn't make sense. Totally secular. It's a very racist. I have to only marry somebody who's my race. Lahavdil, like Ashkenaz says, I wouldn't marry a Sfardi. Lahavdil. Right? But Lamaisa, in a door of Shomer Torah, marrying a goy, that is the bottom. They used to sit shiva. If a child married a goy, they would sit shiva like the child died. That's the bottom. It's a machlon chilion. So that's why many of the Rishonim say, avad the machlon chilion with Magaya. So that would be the simple way to learn. Maybe it was a shaila, they should have, but the problem is that if you go through Maseches Yevamos, Perek Aharon, the Gemara learns out a lot of the halachas that relate to Hilchos Geiris from Machlon v'Chilion, from Naomi and Rus. And we learn out there, you do mixes kalas, mix what you tell a ger before the Megayer, and you discourage them. We learned it from Naomi and Ruth. So if you're going to tell me that they were already Megayer, so why did Naomi go through a Geiris process with them? they're already Jewish. Not only that, if they were already Mizgayer, then what Naomi did was an Issa, encouraging a ger to go back to one of the reasons why Koshim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas is because they may go back. Once a goy converts, he becomes part of the Jewish nation. We are a raven. It's not reversible. You can't become from a yid a goy. So once they become a yid, that's a yid. Till 120, they're Jews. And now if they do an aver, it's our avos. That's why many of the Rishonim learn, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Koshim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas. For that reason. Others learn Fakert. Rabbeinu Avraham Ager in Tosfos says the Gerim could be Medaktikim Yosem Yisrael. But however you learn, Naomi was not allowed to discourage. Naomi was not allowed to discourage Rus and Arpa. Doesn't work. That's problem number one. So it's Maman of Shach. If they weren't Megayer, we have the Kasha that the Rishonim are saying, how could it be Machla V'chili married Shiksis? Elamai, they weren't Megayer. So what's going on? Why is Naomi telling both of them, Shavna Benoisai, you're not going to get a Shidduch anyway, I'll be barring Bemei, just go home. Rus Dovkova, Rus stayed. What's Pshat? Number two, if Taka they were going, like the simple reading of the Pesukim, and Ruz became a Giyaris, and Naomi didn't, then we have a different problem. Why was Ruz called Ashes Mal? Why was she considered a wife? There's no kid, there's no Ashes to a guy. There's no Yibu. There's not even an Indian of Yibu. If a guy marries a Shikse, there's an Indian Yibu. Okay, here it wasn't regular Yibu. But it was an Indian. Ashes Hameis. Oh, Ashes Hameis. There's no issues for the guy. So that's like the biggest riot to the Rishonim of old, that there was Gerus. They were back to the problem. So that's the problem. So I think the answer to this, and this is the way I always touch up what happened over here, and really I think it works to explain to us the whole Shakla V'Tarka. Taka, we're going to learn like many of the Rishonim with the Zohar, that Taka, they were Mizgayer. The Taka were Mizgayer. But there's halacha that you're not allowed to be Mizgayer L'shem Ishus, which means a person can't convert for marriage purposes. Big shaila we deal with even today. I'm dealing with a case right now. But it's a big shaila. Because today a lot of times you have a goy and a woman, a goy and a yid that are together. And you don't want the yid to live with a goy, but they're ready together. It's a big shaila if we say that that's a geirus l'shem ishus. Some want to say a chiddush. That's not called geirus l'shem ishus. Geirus l'shem ishus means Ruvain meets Christina. Ruvain tells this lady, Mrs. Christina, I'm Jewish. I can't marry Mrs. Christina. Miss Christina. Miss Christina says, fine. The only way for me to marry you is to be Megayer. Maskin. I'll be Megayer. That's the gayness that you're not allowed to accept. Right? Gayness l'shem ishus. Can't accept such a gayness. Right? So, but, let's say you have a couple that's together, talking, and you're trying to be Makar of them. Or at least the Jew, obviously. You're not trying to carve the goy, you're trying to carve the Jew. And they're becoming observant together. It's not pshat that the goy, the shiksa, or the shegetz is saying, okay, you know what, I'm going to convert in order to be able to marry you. We're already together. We're married to whatever marriage is called, we're already married together. We're already together. We together want to become observant. Part of becoming observant is I'm going to convert. So there's a whole organization, a full organization, that has some chashav rabbonim, that they're Isaac with this kind of a thing. And they hold that that's not called l'shem ishus. And there's an argument to be made on that side. Because the mice, the goy, either the shegetz or the shiksa, they're not being Megayer to get married. They're being Megayer to become observant. So there's a tzad. But let's get back to the Rusan, L'chay Rusan Arpa clearly were Megayer l'shem ishus. If they were Mizgayer, it was l'shem ishus l'chayra, right? Because machlok, the whole pshat is that machlok l'chayra would not have married them unless they convert. So that's l'chayra mamish agerus l'shem ishus. So now here's the question: is that gerus chal? Is a gerus? We know you're not supposed to do a gerus l'shem ishus. What happens to the evidence? Somebody's Megayer for the purpose of marriage. Megayer or Mizgayer for the purpose. Is the Geir Yisrael? Or is this din that Chazal told us that you shouldn't be Mekabel Geirim or Shev Ishes? Is that Ma'akev? I think that the answer to that question is it depends. Very simple. What is dependent? Depends. If the one who converted with the Das, I'm becoming Jewish, I'm being Mekabel Oil Mitzvahs, I'm taka motivated to do it because I want to marry this person. But I'm really converting. And if we would, just for argument's sake, if we were to get divorced, I would still stay Jewish. I'm converting. My motivation is for this purpose. Then it is a geiris. Then the geiris is chal. The first time I gave a shiva, this was by Yosef. Yosef used to run in the summer, Yachi Kala. I don't know if you know that. You couldn't have known that because it's almost 30 years ago. But he asked me to speak on this topic. Ben Zizede from Mamish. In the Homework. 20, if not 30 years ago, 29 years ago. The Maisa, but if the person converts and says, I'm converting for marriage. And the Maisa, if it doesn't work out the relationship, I'm not Jewish. I'm out to lunch. Then that's not a gayrus. That's like a person comes to business. I'm being Makabu gayrus. I'm going to try Judaism out, and in a year I'll reassess. In Mexico City, the judge wanted to do that, not for conversion, for marriage. This judge was dealing with so many divorces, he said, I would like to institute a law in Mexico that when you get married for 2 years. It expires. Why should we have to go through the whole divorce with all the... It expires. If it's good, you can renew, like a lease, car lease. If it's good, you renew it for another 2 years. Why go through the whole? What would be if a Ger came to Bez? He said, right now I want to be Megayer. 100% I want to be Megayer. But I'm not sure if it's for me long term. In a year I'll reassess. That's not Jesus. That's not Kabbalah's mitzvah. Kabbalah's mitzvah is not trying. So by me it's a Dover Pashat. That if a guy converted four Ishas and they depends on Ishas, Geiris would not work. If the Geiris was done and Taka, they did it because of Isha's purposes, but they understood, I'm converting. Now I'm Jewish. And even if something happens to me, then the Geiris will be Chal. So Eba says, Alf Givaldik. Rusin Orpo Misgayer. Misgayer L'shem Isha's. Because Machla Chalim would not have married them without a Geiris. Nomi now had a job. Her job was to verify. Was this a real Geirus? Was this a real Geirus? Or was this only a Geirus for the purpose of marriage? If there's no marriage, so that's why, what did she tell them? You have no marriage prospects anymore. How easily born in the Mayai? You think I'm still going to have children? For you, they're going to be husbands for you? That's the main point Naomi was making. Why? To verify, was this a game? Arpa said, no shidduch, kol tov. So the mafreya, Arpa's gerus, was not a gerus. That's why Naomi was allowed to do it. Ruth, on the other hand, Basha Tomusi Yomus v'shomei kovel. I'm Jewish. I'm not moving. Meiloi bazoi, she's taka eisha sameis. Now it's Huvra Lamafreya that she, the Geirus was Taka Geirus. Even if it was L'shem Yishus, it's a Geirus. And that's why it was Taka Chal. So that really explains the whole parasha. Okay, Rabbi, so now we'll go to Hilchos Yom Tov for bits.